Welcome to our podcast. My name's Amelie and I'm here with Clara, Vicky and Hella. And our today's topic is oil.
Oil? I love oil. With bread.
Yeah, and with tomatoes.
I totally agree.
Yeah, same. That's great. But I actually wanted to talk about the other oil.
What other oil?
Do you mean sunflower oil?
No. Have you never heard of petroleum? We were specifically asked to do a podcast about oil in Africa. And you thought of food again? Well, I hope you prepared something.
Amelie, of course we prepared something. But first, I will explain what this oil in Africa is, since probably not everyone knows what it is. Petroleum was formed in the so-called Mesozoic period about 60 to 250 million years ago. Petroleum, also called mineral oil, is a dark, viscous fossil mixture of substances that was formed from tiny dead animal and plant microorganisms under high pressure and high temperatures. It is a raw material that is used in many ways in everyday life.
Africa has a rich history of oil exploration dating back to the early 20th century. The first major discovery of oil on the continent was made in 1956 in Nigeria. And since then, many other African countries have joined the oil industry, including Angola, Libya, Algeria, and Egypt.
Do you know where oil also is often found?
Maybe in America or Iceland?
No, in toilet.
Not funny?
What? I don't get it.
You really don't get it?
No, I don't. Explain it to me, I don't know.
Toilet, the oil in toilet.
Oh, you mean how it's... Oh, okay. Yeah, very funny. Anyways, can we please go on with our topic now? I think it's very interesting.
Of course. Where was I? The discovery of oil in Africa was a game changer for many countries on the continent, as it provided a significant source of income and led to the development of many industries.
However, the benefits of the oil industry have not been equally distributed among African countries. Some countries, like Nigeria and Angola, have benefited greatly from the oil reserves, while others have struggled to benefit from the industry.
But what about the current state of the oil industry in Africa?
Today, the oil industry in Africa is facing many challenges. One of the biggest challenges is the change of the oil prices on the international market, which can have a significant impact on the economies of African countries that rely on oil exports.
There are also concerns about the environmental impact of oil drilling and the potential for corruption within the industry. Maybe you also heard about the Willow Project in America. Even though it's not Africa, it's still an important topic people should know about.
Despite these challenges, many African countries are still investing in the oil industry, as it remains an important source of income.
It's also worth noting that some African countries are diversifying their economies away from oil, recognizing the importance of investing in other sectors for sustainable economic growth. Hella, can you tell us something about the future of the oil industry in Africa?
Of course, Amelie. Looking to the future, it's clear that the oil industry in Africa will continue to play an important role in the continent's economy, but it's uncertain how long this will last.
Many experts predict that the oil demand will decline in coming decades and renewable energy sources become more common.
Some African countries are already taking steps to prepare for this shift, investing in renewable energy and transitioning away from fossil fuel.
Sooner or later, the future of the oil industry in Africa will depend on many factors, including global demand, environmental concerns, and government policies.
So now that we've finished with Africa's oil, can we speak about some common uses for this oil? I don't know if I know many of that.
Crude oil is a fuel and energy supplier. It is in plastics, paints, medicines, and cosmetics. Crude oil is omnipresent in our everyday lives, and it is hard to imagine modern industrial society without this raw material, since it's almost everywhere.
Good to know.
Now that you say it, I remember the fact that there are more than 170 different types of mineral oil.
Yeah, right, and a lot of it is getting burned.
Yes, I think around 90%.
Oh, that's pretty much.
Yes, and it's not good for the environment.
But, as Hella already said, mineral oil is almost everywhere. For example, in cosmetics, clothing, candles, or everything made of out of stable plastic.
So my bottle right here is basically made of mineral oil?
Yes. Did you not listen to what Vicky just said?
I did. I just wanted to make sure.
This whole oil topic made me so hungry. Can we please go and eat something?
Yeah, great idea.
Yes, I'm so hungry too.
I'm starving.
Mm.
Stop.
Yeah, what Stop. Do you want to say, Vicky?
Yeah.
What's up? You have a topic to talk about?
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You mentioned the Lunar Project.
Of course. I can tell you something about that.
ConocoPhillips' Willow Project is a massive and decades-long oil drilling venture on Alaska's North Slope in the National Petroleum Reserve, which is owned by the federal government.
Also, the area where the project is planned holds up to 60 million barrels of oil.
Can't you read?
600!
600 million?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot. That oil would take years to reach the market since the project has yet to be constructed.
Would the Willow Project be bad for the climate crisis?
Definitely. The project would generate enough oil to release 9.2 million metric tons of planet warming carbon pollution a year, equivalent to adding 2 million gas-powered cars to the roads.
That's a lot.
Okay, since we finished our Willow Project, can we please go and eat something? I'm starving, guys.
Yeah, okay, calm down. Yeah, we can.
How did you get hungry?
You know me, I'm always hungry.
But you can eat petroleum, you know that.
Yeah, I know, but I want to eat the other oil.
The other oil?
Yeah, like olive oil.
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Oh,
bruschetta.
Yeah. I want to eat bruschetta.
Okay,
I want to eat bruschetta.
Okay, Amelie, you agree?
Yes.
Okay, let's go eat something.
Yeah.
That was our podcast.
Thanks for listening.